Welcome to the Sales Navigator Live Show with Stan and Bryn. Join LinkedIn expert and sales professional Bryn Tillman and me, Stan Robinson Jr., Chief Coaching Officer here at Social Sales Link, as we bring you the best tips and strategies for leveraging Sales Navigator for your sales success. Enjoy the show. Hi there, Stan Robinson here. Good to be with you. I will be soloing today, and today we're going to be talking about the topic of deep sales. And those of you who've been with Sales Navigator for a little while may have heard this idea introduced sometime during the second half of last year. But today I wanted to talk a little bit about what deep sales is, why it's important in today's sales environment, and how Sales Navigator helps us as sales professionals with deep sales. Now, a little bit of context and why deep sales. First, deep sales you could describe as a people-centered approach to sales that brings in insights from data to help you provide more value to your audience by bringing them insights that they may not otherwise have access to. And that's how you provide value, build credibility, and build trust with your audience, such that you position yourself as a resource to them that they come to rely on instead of just another salesperson. So why deep sales? Why is it important in today's environment? And a lot of us have seen, especially if you've been around for a while, that the modern buyer, the modern decision maker, has access to more information than they've ever had access to in the past. Those of you who may remember the days before the internet may remember a time when if someone wanted to buy a product or service, they actually had to speak to the salesperson to get information that they needed. Today, that is no longer true. Buyers do probably three quarters of their research online before they'll ever engage with a sales professional. So it necessitates the ability for us to bring value to our audience that goes far beyond the features and benefits of the solutions that we offer and actually helps the decision makers that we serve do their jobs more effectively and get access to information that can help them that they might not have otherwise had access to. And that's where deep sales comes in to play. Now, one of the things that is wonderful about the LinkedIn platform and Sales Navigator is the amount of data available through these platforms and how it's updated. So at this point, LinkedIn has over 1 billion members. I believe there are over 67 million companies with company pages on LinkedIn. And so it provides a vast store of data. Now, what makes this data even more attractive is the fact that it is updated continually by the community, by users of LinkedIn. So one of the things that's extremely powerful is that, for example, when people change positions, if you're working with a champion at one of your client companies and all of a sudden you notice that maybe your emails to them are bouncing back and you've left them a voicemail, and usually they would respond within a day or two, but now your voicemails are not being returned. They may have changed companies and not let you know that. But one of the things that they will do at some point is they will update their LinkedIn profile, which gives you access to their updated information, provided you're directly connected with them on LinkedIn, although you can see that type of information even if you're not directly connected. But if you are directly connected and the person is a saved lead in Sales Navigator, which is another good reason to make sure that you save all of your clients as saved accounts, all of the decision makers that you're working with and influencers at your client companies, you save all of them as leads so that Sales Navigator can take over the heavy lifting of notifying you when something significant happens, either on an account level or on an individual level. So the point being that not only are LinkedIn and Sales Navigator huge sources of data about your audience, but that this data also gets updated by the people themselves. So it's normally fairly current and it's accurate because the person is updating the information about themselves. That said, what Sales Navigator has been doing for years and what it is starting to accelerate, along with everyone else that's rapidly moving into the world of leveraging AI and what it can add to their platforms and solutions, is Sales Navigator enables us to use that data. It gives us insights to relevant changes about the accounts and the leads that are of interest to us. And with some of the newer features, like Account IQ, it's using artificial intelligence to help us save a tremendous amount of time when it comes to researching accounts, for example, with Account IQ, and also the decision makers we want to reach when we consider things like alerts and the ability to filter alerts based on lists that you've created and based on other criteria as well. So Sales Navigator is continually incorporating new capabilities into the platform to make it easier for us to find the information that we need about the companies that are of interest to us and their competitive landscape and other things that may be going on in the industry that will be of interest to them. And all of us are deluged with so much information these days that it is impossible to keep up with everything that's going on. So the fact that Sales Navigator takes care of surfacing relevant information as it relates to the accounts and the leads that are of interest to us, that filter allows us to see, digest, so to speak, or consume information that is relevant. It helps to weed out some of the information that we don't need. And a lot of times, especially with big companies, there may be events and developments that are relevant to those companies and to the people within those companies that the decision makers that you're dealing with may not be aware of. Because again, we have so much information that we're dealing with. So Sales Navigator can surface information ranging from job changes, promotions, relevant announcements that organizations make about new directions, acquisitions, funding events, new products and services, and so forth. And sometimes the people that you're working with may not be aware of the latest press release to come out of their own organization. And that is a potential opportunity for you when Sales Navigator shows you an alert saying that, hey, you know, Accenture or Oracle or whatever company you happen to be working with or following, they recently released this press release or announced this new product or announced a new direction that they're taking with one of their products or services, or the latest in how they're integrating AI into their offerings. You can send that information with a quick note to some of the people that you work with, essentially saying, hey, don't know if you saw this announcement from Accenture, but I thought it might be of interest to you, and congratulations to the company on this latest development. Because what it can do is it can help them keep up to date with what's going on in their own organization, which makes them feel better and can help them look good. And when you help them look good, you're more highly regarded and more memorable in their eyes. So again, because today's buyer has access to so much more information than they've ever had access to, it's a double-edged sword. On the one hand, when they are researching solutions, they're going to know a lot about what you offer if you are on their short list before they ever talk to you. Now, if it's an existing client and they may be researching alternatives to you or other areas, just be aware that just providing them with information on your features and benefits is not enough. You need to be in a position to bring additional value to them based on information that they may not have seen that will help them do what they're doing more effectively and can help them in their decision-making processes. The other benefit to LinkedIn and that I had not mentioned is the mindset of the individuals that are using it. A lot of times we lump LinkedIn into a category with all of the social media platforms out there. So when we talk about social media, we mean Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and LinkedIn. We kind of throw it in there. But LinkedIn is a professional network. And the only reason that people engage with LinkedIn, the only reason that they spend time on that platform is to be more effective in what they are doing professionally. So keep in mind that one of the great benefits of LinkedIn is that people are there with a business mindset. So they're there to advance professionally. And that in turn helps you. Because when you're able to bring insights to them that add value, it builds your credibility. And it also helps to build trust, because when your audience understands that you have a level of expertise in areas that are relevant to them, that helps them to trust you at a higher level, along, of course, with the fact that you do what you say you will do when you say that you will do it. That's another aspect of trust, but competence and competency level is also an important factor when it comes to building trust with your audience. So to wrap up, I just wanted to spend a few minutes talking about this quote unquote new topic that you're probably running across if you're working with LinkedIn and Sales Navigator called deep sales. And just be aware of the ability to use Sales Navigator to bring insights to your audience that can help to set you apart from your competitors, add value to your audience, and help you sell in a way that makes it easier for your buyers to buy from you. So rather than continually bombarding them with phone calls and emails, asking them when they're ready to move forward with initiatives, you can stay visible by providing them with valuable insights, some of which may have nothing to do with your solution, but can help them in their job. And that way you remain visible to them in a good way, such that when they are ready to take the next steps in a purchasing process, because many times these days, especially in B2B, products and services have a long sales cycle. So you want to stay visible in a positive way, such that when they are ready to take the next step in the process, you are the person who first comes to mind that they will reach out to. So I hope that was helpful. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. Bye now.
Thanks for listening. And join us again for more insights on Sales Navigator and social selling strategies that will differentiate you from your competitors and accelerate your sales success. In the meantime, you can go to socialsaleslink.com/library for free content on LinkedIn, Sales Navigator, and social selling.